Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue my conversation with Fred Schwier, who's the Vice President of Sales at PoolRx. We're going to talk about using the PoolRx in a green pool or in a pool that has existing algae. And so using the PoolRx in a green pool or a pool that has existing algae is a little bit different than using the PoolRx in a balanced pool. And we'll go over how to use the PoolRx in those situations in this podcast. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I've gone through the whole process on my route several times with the product. So why don't we go over, you have a pool. Let's start with this, the easier one. Let's start with a pool that has mustard algae. Maybe hasn't been taken care of properly, not balanced. What's the situation with the pool, introducing the PoolRx in a pool like that?
Yeah, so I would say if you have algae, you're going to have either mustard algae or everything from a little bit of mustard algae all the way up to a swamp. You know, it's kind of the same thing. So our minerals, again, it's all the same. You want to size it properly. So you're starting, you how many gallons is your pool? You pick the right size unit. You clean your filter before you install it. You get your water balanced as much as you can. And you want to add enough chlorine to the pool. You want to add enough chlorine to the pool to hypothetically raise it to at least 2 parts per million of free chlorine. And then you want to run, and again, 2 to 5. Sorry about that, guys. I got my my phone dinging me here during work hours here, so I apologize. So again, you want to get enough chlorine to get to be 2 to 5 parts per million. Add enough chlorine to do that. Run the pool for 24 hours. Come back, brush, vac the pool, get your chlorine back up to between 2 to 5 parts per million, and run the pool for another 24 hours. Come back, do the same thing. And really within 2 to 3 days, you're cleared up. If it's a light algae problem, you may not even need to do that. So a light algae problem, you can just install it as we advertise, which is, you know, balance your water, get at least, you know, 1 or 2 parts per million of free chlorine in the water, run the pump, and you're good to go. If it's the heavier the algae problem, you know, we would say, you know, run the pump 24 hours, get your chlorine level, you know, to that 2 to 5. And run it for, you know, 24 hours, come back and kind of repeat that process. Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's a margin of error too, a pretty big margin of error too, when you're doing this. So it's not like it has to be specific, because I've done a test before, and I think, I don't know if I told you, but I had a pool that was fairly greenish, kind of yellow algae, zero chlorine. So I put a couple gallons of liquid chlorine in there, and then I put the PoolRx in there without even cleaning the filter. I was just testing it to see how it would do. Went back to the next week, the chlorine level was at 3 parts per million and the algae was gone. And yeah. So I think there is some margin of error here. It's not like you got to do it this way for it to actually work. I mean, it works so good that, you know, yeah, even if you put less chlorine in, it's still going to be pretty effective.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. You know, if it's just a matter on how much you really want to, you know, if you're there, if you're clearing up a green pool, you know, you're going to be there typically without our product, you know, every day. But yeah, you know, it's going to depend on your situation, on how often you're at that pool and how fast you want to clear it up. The other reason why I say run the pump for 24 hours is if you do have a green pool and it's a swamp, you know, what's going to happen is we want that mineral to dissolve through the filter that first day. And that's why running it 24 hours is important, because you're going to push all that mineral into the water. And then you come back, and if you know, that second day, if your filter pressure is through the roof because of all that dead algae has been filtered out, you may have to clean your filter that second day. And when we first, on a regular PoolRx install, on our directions, it says don't clean or backwash your filter for 2 weeks. And that's because of normal run times, the longer we have after you put PoolRx in for those minerals to dissolve through the filter into the water, the better. Okay. That's why we say on a regular PoolRx install, don't clean or backwash for 2 weeks after you install it. On a green pool, that's not a possibility. But that's also why we say on a green pool, the difference is run that pool that first day for at least 24 hours so those minerals can dissolve through the filter and into the water. And then if you need to come back that next day on a really swampy pool and that filter pressure is high, go ahead and clean or backwash the filter. And then again, get your chlorine levels back up and run it again 24 hours. And typically in 2 to 3 days, you're cleared up on a really swamp, you know, green pool. So again, it's a huge benefit because you're going to be using less chlorine on that situation. You're not using any other products. Now, to your point, David, on a green pool cleanup, like I mentioned in our previous podcast or our previous note, is the minerals get used up from killing algae. So this is another reason for the booster, right? If you put a PoolRx in and we get you cleared in a couple of days, those minerals are going to be, some of those minerals get used up from getting that pool clear. So you're not going to get 6 months out of a green pool cleanup with PoolRx. You're going to have to add a booster sooner than a 6 month period. It may be 3 months down the road, but just to know, if you clear up a pool with PoolRx, that it's good to have a booster on hand for when you need it. Because again, it's going to vary depending on how green it was. And so there's not an exact science on how and when those minerals will be needed to be added. But my point being is gives you another illustration of how and why the minerals get used up. And so on a green pool, you're going to need a booster sooner than the 6 month period, because again, the minerals get used up from killing algae. They get used up from backwashing, splash outs, and filter cleaning. So the more those factors happen, the shorter the lifespan of the minerals. And that's when you would have to add booster minerals at some point.
Yeah. And for me, when I get a pool that has mustard algae already, and maybe it's a 15,000 gallon pool, I'll use the black unit in that one, because I know that the 12 ounces of minerals is going to come in handy for a pool that has existing algae already, instead of using the blue unit.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm comfortable, you know, our product says 20 to 30,000 gallons. So, you know, that's legally what we, you know, is what it is. There is room for error though. And there, you know, and going into a green pool or a pool with a lot of mustard algae, I would be comfortable at 15,000 gallons with the black unit going in there. You don't want to go under 15,000 gallons because you don't want to overdose the pool. Like I mentioned, it's a granular mineral and it needs room to dissolve into solution in the water. And if you overdose the pool, you know, there's not enough, you know, there's the mineral doesn't have room to dissolve into the water. And so it'll stay in granular form. You know, the analogy I use is a glass of iced tea. You pour sugar in the iced tea, and that sugar dissolves and makes it sweet. And that excess sugar settles to the bottom of the glass. And same with our minerals. If you overdose the pool, that granular mineral will not dissolve. And you'll see it settle to the bottom or stick to your scale. And you'll have to deal with that.
And why don't we talk about that in another podcast right now? We'll talk about the cautions of using the product.
Sure.
Because I think you covered the green pool and the algae pretty good. And before we go to that one, I can definitely vouch for the green pool cleanup. I filmed it for my YouTube channel. I know it's effective. It's not something I faked. I went to a real green pool, put it in there, and did that 2-3 day recovery on it. So they can pull that video up and watch it too. It's highly effective, better than putting in, you know, 2 pounds of sodium bromine and 20 gallons of liquid chlorine, you know?
No, absolutely. It's really a very cost-effective solution. And again, yeah. Don't, you know, the sodium bromide is going to burn our product out of the water. So don't use this. If you've been using sodium bromide, don't use PoolRx for at least, you know, a few weeks. If you've been using sodium bromide in the pool, because we're not compatible with bromine, and sodium bromide burns everything out of the water. So don't use it with sodium bromide. You're not going to need to in the first place. So
yeah.
Talking about algae, you know, again, yellow, green and black algae, we will eliminate and prevent all of those. Black algae is the hardest to kill. It takes the longest because it becomes rooted into the plaster typically. And it's the hardest to kill and prevent. And so, but we will kill that and prevent that as well. You may notice on black algae, what I recommend is I would recommend keeping a little bit higher chlorine residual, a little bit lower on the pH scale, so that chlorine is really working for you. And you're going to continue to want to, you know, brush that black algae to knock the heads off of it, so that that water and that mineral can get in and really eliminate it. If it may take a little bit longer, you may not, you know, if it's not gone in 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks, you may need to add some more mineral to the water. And so if you have a 30,000 gallon pool, use a black unit and you got some black algae and you notice that, you know, it's not gone after a month. That's when I would say, yeah, you probably need to add a booster. The black algae does consume the mineral more than other algae. So you may need a little extra mineral to help get rid of that at the end. But once it's gone, the nice part about once you get rid of the black algae and you continue to use PoolRx as directed, it won't come back. So that's another nice benefit of it.
And do you recommend keeping the chlorine level a little higher with black algae, or does it matter?
Yeah, just like a green pool cleanup, right? We're saying kind of to get that thing clear. And until the algae is gone, we want to keep it at that, you know, that 2 to 5 part per million level. I mean, really 2 parts is going to be plenty, but if you want to go higher than that, you can, but yeah, we definitely want to keep a minimum of at least 2 parts, when you're getting any algae gone, including black algae, but you know, yellow, black or green, until that's gone, then you want to keep it a little bit higher. And then once it's gone, then you'll be able to bring it back down and it'll prevent it from coming back.
And to read about using the PoolRx in a green pool, if you go to the PoolRx website, PoolRx.com, and you click on the Frequently Asked Questions tab, if you go to page 5 there, you're going to see a write-up of how to use the PoolRx product in a green pool. And a lot of what Fred talked about here is discussed in that article for you. And to listen to the other episodes that I recorded with Fred Schwier, you can find the links to those in the description of this podcast. You can also go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to the previous episodes that I recorded. And if you're in the pool industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. So thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.